Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Zephaniah. Be silent before the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is at hand. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice. He has consecrated his guests. At that time, I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the people who rest complacently on their dregs, those who say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do harm. Their wealth shall be plundered and their houses laid waste. Though they build houses, they shall not inhabit them. Though they plant vineyards, they shall not drink wine from them. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The warrior cries aloud there. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet blast and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the lofty battlements. I will bring such distress upon people that they shall walk like the blind, because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his passion, the whole earth shall be consumed. For a terrible end he will make of all the inhabitants of the earth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents, to another, 2, to another, 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of the slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' The one with the 2 talents also came forward saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful, trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping what you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, have what is yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather what I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return, I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10 talents. For all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
One of the core notions that I have learned from Bowen family systems theory is that everyone brings assumptions about relationships into the room with them. In the most outrageous rendering, some might even say that whenever several people meet, they are not the only ones in the room. Everyone they ever had a relationship with is also present with them, both for good and for ill. Put another way, one of my counseling professors suggested that there really is no such thing as intuition. Rather, our brains record data on a microscopic level, visual information, auditory information, olfactory information. Our brains gather more information than any one of us can imagine. Then, when that information lines up in a new relationship, in a new encounter with someone we have known in the past, we have a feeling about this new person. It may be a very positive and wonderful feeling. It could also be a very anxious and fearful feeling. When people are asked to imagine their future, often those past experiences, those past relationships, can both drive and limit their vision. The possibilities are bound by the past on too many occasions. Today is a day when the people of God are called upon to imagine their future with God. Jesus tells a story to his disciples. It is a follow-up story to that one about the bridesmaids, when the focus of that story was to be ready. This nudges the vision a bit further. To the modern hearer, though, Jesus' story has some gaps. You see, a talent is not an ability, but a unit of money. A talent is the equivalent of roughly 6,000 denarii. That would be 6,000 days of labor. None of these servants were asked to steward a small amount. Imagine your boss showing up with 16 years of your wages and asking you to take care of it for her while she's away. What might you do? Going out and risking that one talent, 16 years of wages, may seem foolish. In fact, in the ancient world, investing or trading with it was dangerous. The prudent thing to do was to bury it. Even if it was lost, the servant would then have done the right thing. That servant who buried the talent would not have been held accountable for the loss. So the disciples and anyone else who was listening would have had an immediate affinity for the third servant. But they heard what the others did. The others took their 5 and 2 talents, 80 and 32 years of wages respectively, and traded with it. They accumulated more. The owner called them faithful. This parable lays before all who hear a particularly difficult challenge. How does one see the owner? And by allegory, how does one see God? Brandon Scott, in his book, Hear Then the Parable, notes that when the owner rejects the one talent being returned, but rather tells the servant to give it to the others, the owner is rejecting the notion that he is a hard man, reaping what he does not sow, gathering what he did not scatter. So too today, Each one who gathers to hear this story from Jesus is called to decide what image for God is operative. Is God to be feared so much that no risk can be taken? In this case, the community of faith may elect to take no chances. The community of faith may choose to hold the gifts of God close. The community of faith may draw defined boundaries around grace and forgiveness and love and life. Or is God profoundly generous with resources and trust? In this case, the community of faith may spread grace around. The community of faith may invest deeply in forgiveness, sharing it widely. The community of faith may risk everything on love, trusting that even if they are wrong, God is even more loving. The community of faith may commit to life grounded in justice, God's justice that restores all relationships to God's desired future. In the end, this parable calls the faithful beyond all the history, all the relationships, and the messiness, and into a hope-filled future where grace abounds. As the church year wends its way toward fulfillment in judgment, may this people be a people committed to generous care for the least of these among us.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.